ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Text 19, chapter 32, and canto 3. Nunai daivena vihata je chachyuta katha sudham hitva sinvanti asat katha Purisham iva vid bhuja. Nunai daivena vihata. Jaya chuta katha sudham. Hitva sinvantyasat gatha. Purisham iva vid bhuja. Nunam daivena vihata jecha chuta katha sudham hitva sinvantyasat gatha purisham iva vidbhuja. Nunam, certainly, daivena, by the order of the Lord, vihata, condemned, je, those who, cha, also, achyuta, of the infallible Lord, katha, stories, sudham, nectar, hitva, having given up. Shinvanti, they hear. Ashat katha, stories about materialistic persons. Purisham, stool. Iva, like. Vidbhuja, stool eaters, hogs. Translation. Such persons are condemned by the supreme order of the Lord because they are averse to the nectar of the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are compared to stool-eating hogs. They give up hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord and indulge in hearing of the abominable activities of the materialistic persons. Purport. Everyone is addicted to hearing of the activities of another person. Whether a politician or a rich man or an imaginary character whose activities are created in a novel. There are so many nonsensical literatures, stories and books of speculative philosophy. Materialistic persons are very interested in reading such literatures, but when they are presented with genuine books of knowledge like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Vishnu Purana, or other scriptures of the Lord of the world, such as the Bible and Quran, they are not interested. These persons are condemned by the supreme order as much as a hog is condemned. The hog is interested in eating stool. If the hog is offered some nice preparation made of condensed milk or ghee, he won't like it. He would prefer obnoxious, bad-smelling stool, which he finds very relishable. Materialistic persons are considered condemned because they are interested in hellish activities, not in transcendental activities. The message of the Lord's activities is nectar. And beside that message, any information in which we may be interested is actually hellish. very very heavy verse. As you can see, Srila Prabhupada did not make any compromise with the philosophy of Bhakti Yoga. Because the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, they speak as the books speak, like the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. They speak as the books are spoken, as it is. Vaishnavas, they do not say anything that is outside of the philosophy, outside of the Bhakti Yoga, outside of the Vaishnava Tattva, or spoken in the Bhagavatam. Even though it's very intense philosophy, a very condemning philosophy, but it's uplifting to hear Krishna Katha. So Krishna consciousness is the speaks only the truth about the personality of Godhead as spoken in the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This is why it's so uplifting. Even though sometimes people may criticize, or people may say, your Hare Krishna, your philosophy is too direct, and they may even give up, even some of us in the society. So there are soft side of Krishna consciousness also. So if we accept Krishna consciousness, then the philosophy of Bhakti Yoga, it's not, as you can see, it's so heavy like this. Spiritual knowledge is very sweet and very uplifting and very melodious. Just like when you sing Krishna's the songs of the Hare Krishna mantra, different bhajans, it's so melodious. Similarly, a devotee finds the topics of Krishna very sweet to hear. Srila Prabhupada sometimes used to get very angry and very heavy. We haven't seen anyone in this temple get so heavy and angry. We may see some devotees in the temple, and you start to criticize, but actually you haven't seen Srila Prabhupada can get so angry. It's like Nrisingadev. And he will not give up till you understand. He can go on for days getting angry with you. So you want to avoid Prabhupada. But actually that's the meaning of a guru. Guru is one who is heavy with knowledge. He's heavy to cut your ignorance, to give you transcendental knowledge. As we are so ignorant in this material world, we are born with ignorance. We need to hear this Krishna consciousness given to us with such force. Of course, the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas who are preaching Krishna consciousness, they understand what is the needs of the people, and they may give to you accordingly. Some they may give you heavy, some they may give you another way. But they understand the situation. We are not born in this material world like Krishna here. Next month is Janmashtami, and Krishna is appearing. So it's not that Krishna comes to this material world out of his kindness. All the great acharyas and other incarnation, avatar, they appear to deliver the fallen conditioned souls of Kali Yuga, who are observed in the ignorance, life after life. Brahmanda Brahmita Kono Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. The seed of the creeper of devotional service is not given easily to anyone. Brahmanda Brahmita, we have been going around and around in the material creation. Brahmanda, from one planet to other, universe to universe. Lifetime, millions of lifetime. It's not just now. So, only one is fortunate to accept this Krishna consciousness. And is very few. Bahunamam ganamamante vasudeva. That those who serve after many births and deaths, one who is lucky enough have accepted and surrendered to Vasudev, Krishna. So you may think Bhagavatam means it's the process by which you can completely adhere to and surrender to Krishna, because it's so direct. It has to be direct. Upfront, truth, knowledge, absolute truth. The spiritual master doesn't tell you to touch your nose around your head. He says like this, not like that. So Bhagavatam same. It's telling us the truth, absolute truth, directly. And sometimes you might find it not palatable, because you only want to hear pat in the back. Not everyone will pat in the back. Mercy comes in different ways. Mercy comes in the form of danda. Mercy is not always the guru, the spiritual master is going to glorify you. Like I said, Srila Prabhupada used to get so angry that you don't want to see him. But he didn't give up till he actually understand. So devotees like that. They condemn our materialistic way of life. They are giving us the nectar here, Amrita, nectar of Krishna consciousness. So if we want the nectar, we have to give up the material things. You can't say, I'm holding on to material things, and at the same time, with the other hand, I want the spiritual. No, it's tug of war. You have to give up to completely get that mercy. When you're holding on, Krishna is not going to give you so easily. Every one of us is tested every day. Krishna consciousness. Because that's a good thing. If everything is not tested, it's not going to be easy for us. Because like I said, Brahmanda, we have been traveling for millions of births and lifetime in the whole creation, in the material world. We're not in the spiritual world. In the material world, we're going around. Sometime Kapuraja, Kapurpraja, Sarge, sometime in heaven, sometime you are a king, sometime in hell. You take birth here, birth in different places. So we are going on for a lifetime. And finally, we are given an opportunity to serve Krishna. This is the we are so lucky. Because Srila Prabhupada, wasn't for him, if he didn't go to Western country, we don't have this Krishna conscious opportunity now. So we always have to remember the Guru's mercy is so great. Prabhupada's mercy is so great. And now we have this oasis of Krishna consciousness all over the world. Wherever you go, you can find a beautiful temple of Krishna. You go to India, you run to the temple in Dwarka or so many beautiful temples all over India, very ancient temples. But when you come to Melbourne or any other cities in the world, you don't find that. But we have ISKCON, beautiful temple. Srila Prabhupada, when he made these temples like Mumbai and in London, he installed Radha Krishna deity and Ram, Sita, Ram, Lakshman, because he knows the Indian people like them so much. He didn't put Ganesh or Shiva because you already do that in your home. But all the people from India, you are very aware of Radha and Krishna. You understand the pastimes of Ram. So there's Sita, Ram, Lakshman, all the major big cities where there's more Indians. Because you are familiar with the Krishna conscious culture. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumita Hoyle Manushya Janma Jar Janma Sataka Kori Karo Paraupakar. Paraupakar means to make others successful. Give them give the best thing, upakar. We don't go around give everybody money, but we are giving paraupakar by giving them Krishna consciousness, holy name, prasadam, spiritual knowledge, uplifting their consciousness from within. Even if you give food, they will get hungry again. And again, we're cooking here constantly. It's good for us. Then people can subsist on prasadam. But when you can awaken people's consciousness from within through knowledge, then they are renounced. They will turn to Krishna. This is the lifetime credit we are giving them. What we are giving, what Srila Prabhupada has given us, is beyond any, there's no comparison with any material wealth or family or a job. There's no comparison. All over the world, we have Krishna Conscious Society, ISKCON organization. And wherever there is our ISKCON temple, there is so much success because people can take shelter of our temples. You can see all over the world, people are, they feel oasis of everything. When they come to our temple, they feel so satisfied. So materialistic life is a life of ignorant. It's condemned here completely. Their life is like hogs and dogs, according to this Bhagavatam. Hogs and dogs is mentioned in the Sanskrit verse. Sa eva gokara. Sa eva gokara means cows and asses. It's mentioned. They say, "Oh, you Hare Krishna, you are too heavy. You are too condemning. I'm not speaking what Bhagavatam is speaking. Krishna is speaking. Because, like I said, we need to hear, we need to be cut this ignorance. And somebody comes to this temple, our leaders, and they're heavy with you, then I accept it. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you, Prabhuji. I see in this temple, I have been to so many temples, in Australian temples here, especially here. Everyone always there addressing so nicely each other. Oh, Prabhuji, oh, Mataji. It's actually nice. I've never, you know, they all say, sometimes they don't even pay obeisances or pull their hands. They're just so quick, Haribol, you know, keep going. Here everyone is saying so nicely, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Haribol Mataji. It's a very nice etiquette amongst us. So when you speak to the people in a way that they will accept Krishna consciousness, that's also a method of preaching. Before we can actually preach Krishna consciousness to others, we have to be nice to each other, ourselves, family. We are satisfied here, we are happy with each other, then we go out, you're satisfied. Just like we eat food, we are not hungry anymore. Then you are willing to do things, you have energy to service. So if devotees, they tell you something very strictly, heavily, just accept it. Don't criticize, accept. What you can do? Pashane kutiva matha anale pashipo. There's that song we sing, separation. You break your head against the wall, I will not find you. Even I break your head, you're gone, you're so far away. We are singing, but I haven't seen anyone breaking their head. But at least show the sympathy. Thank you. You go to the material world to get a job and work. They're very heavy out there. They'll tell you, cut your salary and do all this stuff. They can tell you, bugger off and all kinds of stuff they tell you. The very heavy things they say. You know, they show you all kinds of body symbols to make you more angry. You're driving past, and your boss, and you think, oh yeah, you can accept that, right? You still go, you come in the early morning, you go to work, you accept it, with the head down. When we tell you about Krishna, to get up, chant Hare Krishna, you're in Maya, and you get upset, and you go away, you don't show up. Krishna's telling, you're hogs, you're cow and asses. Oh my God, so heavy. You're a cow and asses, where's the other two legs? So, if God says that, means we are acting in the materialistic platform, birth after birth, life after life. Actually, material world is only one part of Krishna's creation, where we are rebellious to Krishna. We are turned away from Krishna. It's just one part. The whole rest of the three part is all spiritual world. They are all serving Krishna. So we are the rebellion. We turn away from Krishna. We can say very clearly, because you can see here, how many people are here in the Bhagavatam class, or in the temple, overall, how many devotees in ISKCON and in Australia, compared to millions of people all over the world. In India, there's billion people, right? China also, billion people. But how many devotees in China? Oh, 500, wow, that's a lot. A billion people, 500 is nothing. Where the rest? I just went to Sydney for the Rath Yatra. It was just only Indians. There was no, and few white people that are friends. And in Liverpool, one suburb. Then I went down to upper houses, all there, so that's where all the people are. There was nobody. For when there is an opportunity to serve Krishna, there's only a few are accepting it. Bahunam Janmam, that's what Krishna says. Only a few are come to surrender to Krishna. They're the lucky ones. Like if you're telling everybody, come to the temple, we're going to give out like $100 bills to everybody, US dollars. People are lining up coming here. And you see on Sunday feast here. People call up, hey, what time's the food? Right? I just take phone calls before. And I said, oh, it starts at 4 o'clock. Yeah. So, yeah, the food, where you eat, where you guys eat, that starts at 4. Yeah. They didn't want to make it on time. They just want to come for prasadam. It's nice, but they need to hear the Krishna consciousness. They need to hear Sri Ram, it says here, Sri Ram Savadhi Krishna, that you need to hear the Krishna consciousness through the ear. That's the nectar. The tongue is for tasting food. Yeah, I can just give you a piece, just tulasi and charanamrita, I'm satisfied. I don't need the halava and a puri and pakora. But everybody wants a full plate. We are giving that. But also, we need to develop taste for chanting. We need to develop taste for holy name, associated devotees, giving up criticism, becoming, actually love Krishna, honestly, genuinely, loving devotees, loving Krishna. How about that? Oh, no. I just like the food, you know. Thanks. But when you have to appreciate everything. That is the completeness of Krishna consciousness. Everything in Krishna, how long are we going to be here? In this material world, Krishna has given us the golden opportunity. Oh, you guys work so hard like a machine in a kitchen here. And if you don't work hard for Krishna like a machine, you work hard for Maya like a machine. Right? If you didn't have anything to do, your life would be so boring. If you didn't have knowledge, if you didn't have religion, suppose no religion, like, you know, in China there was no religion. This is just money, money, money. You know, even worship God as money. So if there is a problem, there is no solution, because there is no religion. Problem is solved through religion. So if it's only money, there's going to be suicidal, because the money doesn't solve the problem. Doesn't give you solution to problems of life. People have a lot of mental problems that leads to suicidal, because material life, job, and a good family and money, all these things cannot really satisfy without God, without religion. So you completely wipe out religion, just give you money, you will not be satisfied with that. You need to survive. Human life is meant for God realization. Athato Brahma Jikasa. That's what Bhagavatam said. The purpose of human life, our life, our existence, is to inquire into Bhagavan, into absolute truth, to find out why we're here. What's the purpose behind our being here? So we need to understand this. If you don't, you simply work, 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 and die like cat and dog. They die without any knowledge. Work, 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 boom, die. Margya. Die in the factory. I know some guy, they died in the factory, overworked. They work like a machine. I haven't seen anyone die here in the temple. Chanting so much, boom. Chanting for years, didn't die. Because Krishna is giving us energy. When you walk for Maya in the material world, you will die. They take all your energy out. When your wife opens the door, you just barely can move in. You just fall on the ground. You're so wiped out from all our work. You don't even have time to... So, spiritual life is always is the positive side, is the realistic, is the real pleasure of life, Krishna consciousness. You can go on chanting every day. You will not feel tired. You think, oh, I'll chant my rounds, I have one left, I'll do tomorrow. I have to watch the news first. I have to get home because this is a program, the news. No, that's offense. You need to finish your rounds. Priority is Krishna. You may not be able to see the news because on the way you may feel sick or something may happen. Krishna is in control of our life. This could be our last day. Who knows? Material world is full of uncertainty. Full of uncertainty. There's no guarantee that we have one more day. Isn't it? You don't know. Think, oh, my child, my family, my husband, my car, and this and that. The guy next door to me where I live, he leaves every day for work, 3 in the morning, 3:30. Taxi driver, they parked it. I don't have a car, so he puts the taxi just where I'm putting my car. So everybody thinks I'm the taxi driver. But he leaves every day at 3 o'clock. So I asked him, you leave so early, because he's my next door neighbor. He said, oh, I go to the airport because that time there's a lot of customers. So people leaving, you know, go to somewhere for work, maybe other city or other country, early morning. So they get the cheap flights, you go early morning. So he's driving to the airport to get the customers. I said, well, I'm a Hare Krishna, I go to the mandir early if I'm here. But I have to, if I'm not here, I'm in the kitchen. I think like 5 o'clock. I said, you get up before me. So you're going to work. So I was telling him, and he said, oh, come to my house and here you can eat chapati and all this. And I just, no, I said, I don't have time. You come to our temple, take prasadam. So I'm just saying, people get up so early to go to work. And they have only a little bit of time in the evening, late, to be with family. Just then, and they're so tired, they just want, they eat something and go to sleep, and they have to get up early and go. This is the life? This is what you think? You think this is a human life? And cat and dog, they don't even work. They have a good life. You see, it says here, hogs is condemned. But sometimes the hogs is better than human beings. You go to Vrindavan, they're just having a good time. Rolling around. We don't even roll around in the dust. They're rolling around all the stuff in there. And ants, they're just having a good time. They're eating sugar. And if you, by chance, eat an ant, it's all sweet. Because they just eat sugar all the time there. And by accident, we eat ants. We cook sometimes. So, they're always having a good time. The human beings is the only one working so hard. But if you don't work for Krishna hard, then you're really wasting your time. Like you guys are all having a big, like bhakti vaiva, bhakti shastri, and so many bhakti stuff. You know. And then when I see the devotional service time, only a few people in the kitchen or here and there. Can you come help? So many excuses. I have to attend to my children, family, I have to pick them up from school, and you know, this and that. You can find millions of excuses. But devotional service, the purpose of our studies and our knowledge, the conclusion of our knowledge is devotional service. How we are developing love for Krishna, how much we love the devotees, how much service we can do. Is this one devotee named, you know, he built the Rath Yatra. What's his name? Jayananda Prabhu. Yeah. Jayananda Prabhu one time was falling asleep in the Bhagavatam class while Srila Prabhupada was speaking. Okay, if I'm speaking, you fall asleep, not a problem. Okay, Srila Prabhupada was giving, he was falling asleep. In front also. And even these kids out there at your age, I was always falling asleep in front of them because I didn't speak English, and Prabhupada all spoke English. And I didn't hear, I didn't understand anything Prabhupada was saying. Everybody said every word the Guru speaks, even if it's any knowledge, it doesn't matter, it's any language, it's transcendental. You stay awake, and here you'll get the benefit of the spiritual sound vibration. I said, Prabhupada, I don't speak, I know, but it's very hard to concentrate if you didn't understand the language. So I was falling asleep. So Jayananda Prabhu was falling asleep. Usually in front of Prabhupada, they only have the big-time devotees, sannyasis and that kind of people. And they are holding the danda like that. They also use the danda to poke you. On the side or this way. And so, they're poking Jayananda Prabhu, the danda, a couple of sannyasis. And Prabhupada said, "Stop! He does more service than all of his sannyasis put together. Leave him alone, let him sleep in my class." That's what Prabhupada said. And we are asleep, and also nobody bugged us. And we heard, "Jai Shri Prabhupada!" And we got up. It was the end of the class. The Prabhupada didn't mind that we were sleeping. He didn't force us. But those who can understand, and they are falling asleep, then it would be something. So, the Guru is always understand the minds of everyone. So the mercy is coming through spiritual masters. So we need to. So even if we are not understanding, we need to associate with devotees. We need to just be here. There's benefit of that. They say you go to the Mayapur Vrindavan and you're sleeping at night. This is as good as paying obeisances because you're lying down in the holy dham. So I went to Mayapur last time. I was there going to the program every day, and then I bumped into a devotee that he's from New Zealand at the restaurant, not in the temple. He said, "Oh, I've been here a week and I didn't see you. You live here?" So yeah, I didn't go to the temple. I've been 6 months. I haven't been to the temple, but I met him in the restaurant. He goes to the restaurant, but he hasn't been to the temple, living in Mayapur. I said, "You're a bhagav. You're living in the holy dham. You're sitting on gold. Any chant mantra, holy name, or serve the devotee, or do any spiritual activity in the holy dham, is 10,000 times benefit you will get, according to I've heard." So he said, "Oh, yeah, but you know, this and that." I said, "Yeah, you have to go to the temple every day while you're here. Otherwise, you go to New Zealand. Don't be here." Oh, his friend, you can say like that. So, we are here. We have the opportunity. Krishna has given us the opportunity. Prabhupada has given us the opportunity. Is there kindness? Is there mercy on us? "Oh, no, this Prabhupada's like that. They tell me too much, and I'm senior, and they tell me what to do. I don't want to go. Or they take my position away. I don't want to go." What position we have? At the feet of Krishna, at the feet of Guru, we are the servant of the servant. We are the eternal servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Vaishnava, of the devotee. Krishna is Bhagavan. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. We are the servant of His devotees. So when you chant Hare Krishna, we have to be that humble attitude. Trinadapi sunichena, tararapi sahishna. Humble, when you chant Hare Krishna in the humble attitude, falling obeisances like a tree. Boom! Have you seen? Like, I remember in India, in Vrindavan and Mayapur, they decorate the temple with banana tree on the side. And in Vrindavan they have the side of the banana tree, layers of banana tree, you can take the layers off, you can decorate the temple. It's very beautiful. They color it, Janmashtami, other times like that. So, festival's over, you have to take them all down. It's actually a big service. So I was going around and dropping them down on the ground, those banana trees. So this is a long time ago. The Jayapataka Maharaj, I think, He was very upset, so he took me upstairs, gave me one slap. So years later, like 20 years later, I forgot that. And he says, "Oh, I slapped you that time, please forgive me, I'm sorry for that." I said, "Oh, your mercy, Maharaj." So many years ago. So sometimes devotees, like it says here, they will punish you, they slap you, or they say something very heavy. Accept it. It's the blessing of the Vaishnavas. Like I said, mercy comes in different ways. So Krishna says, "You're a hog, you're a cow and asses." What's the difficulty accepting that? We were cow and asses before we took human body. 8,400,000 species of life. And we are one of that before you climb up to the human life. Even, I believe, even in this temple, there is this, I know, there's all these heaps of birds and fish and just going around. They don't do anything but taking prasadam. They're just chirping prasadam from the ground that he dropped. Any prasadam around is only prasadam. We don't eat anything else. So they are devotees. So we are very lucky that we have a human form of life, that we could come to the temple and we can chant Hare Krishna. We are the luckiest people. Doesn't matter what happens to you. If someone tells you, accept it as blessings of their mercy. Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Vaishnava's mercy. So Trinara Pisunita, humility means when you can accept Krishna consciousness from all levels. When you chant Hare Krishna, you see the difference. When you chant Hare Krishna in that attitude, you cannot just be humble. It comes from knowledge. When you are practicing Krishna consciousness, associating with devotees, even if you don't have the knowledge, someone who is here for the first time, they'll be blessed by the devotees. They'll be blessed by Radha Vallabha. They'll be blessed by all the sadhu sangha. The spiritual vibration will rub onto you. That's how it is. The Goswamis, always studying in Vrindavan. And all kinds of people came to see them. Just by being with them for a few minutes, they felt purified. Sadhus, we are like the gem. We are like the touchstone. So you can create that impression on others. When you are chanting Hare Krishna, when you are so expressing your spiritual happiness, they see you, they are around you, they feel also that happiness from you is dropped onto them. They also feel impelled by it. So this is very important. When we are associating with chanting, we have to have that humility. That's how I see it. I see the difference. If I chant Hare Krishna with knowledge, I know, please Krishna, allow me to chant your name nicely. Please Krishna, let me develop love for devotees. Let me develop love for you. Just a little bit of spark of love with humility. I feel good instantly. And before I take prasadam, oh Krishna, thank you. This halwa is cooked for your pleasure. It's so nice. I don't need it so much. It's just a little bit. I accept it because you have provided this for us. Yesterday I was carrying the 4 o'clock offering and I had 4 pieces of cakes and some other prasadam. So there were guests walking past. And they said, "Wow!" They are just looking at my plate. I said, "It's for someone else, not for me." And so they just laughed. They thought, "Oh, just kidding." But actually, I was taking for someone else. So when you give someone something, it feels a very good feeling. When you give someone charity, you give someone donations, or you give them knowledge, give them some spiritual guidance, it goes deep in their heart. They will remember you. "Oh, that Prabhu has said this to me long, long time ago." They'll remember. In a positive way. They also can remember if you say something bad. But try to create that impression deep in their heart, that by giving them spiritual knowledge. They will always, that impediment will go away. They will only think of you in a positive way, and they will feel, they will be blessed because you are thinking of Krishna, thinking of the devotees in a positive way, without any offense. So, when Krishna says very heavy things, devotees say very heavy things, they are saying for your benefit, to cut ignorance in our heart, that's sitting in our heart for a lifetime. We accept it in humility with that attitude, we feel good. Now, I've been around for so many years in this movement, up and down, so many things people have said. But what can we do? We have to accept Krishna consciousness. Krishna is here, Radha Pallava, and all the temple is gone. There, the deity is still on the altar. They didn't run away. People have said so many things about Krishna, atheists, but they're still there. They didn't go away. They said, oh, I don't like this Melbourne temple, they didn't give me food on time, or something or the other, the cooks. Or, you know, we are making offense, or maybe not offering on time, or cooks are not in the right mentality, you know, so many things. We had a bad day at home, you're fighting, and you cook with a bad attitude. But Krishna is still accepting. He didn't go away, no salt, no this and that. It's mentioned, we make a mistake, the gopis, there are always people guarding Krishna. They make sure that Krishna gets the best. We make mistake, but Krishna's servants are there. Doesn't mean we can make a mistake. To try to see things in a very positive way. And so people are there to help us. We try to create that impression on people going out everywhere and in the temple. So as Krishna says, as the devotee says, as Gurudev says, Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada says, that as it is. We don't say anything that different from the books. We don't say anything. The Vaishnava only speak what Guru says, the book says, Srimad Bhagavatam says. That's why it's direct. We don't say indirectly. Unless you have to, you know, some politician or something, they say indirectly. But Vaishnavas are very direct. Because Bhagavatam is direct. So we also speak direct. Of course, we see the situation, understand situation. And when you can accept Krishna consciousness in this way, you will be blessed. You will see the mercy come to you, and you will feel successful in Krishna consciousness in every way. Not that we want success, we want that we can progress in Krishna consciousness. We have to check ourselves, are we actually developing love for Vaishnava, developing love for Prabhupada, developing love for Krishna. We need to see. If you're standing here, like in the kirtan, you're standing in one place on the mat, and you have your hands like this. You need to dance, go around and sing, go. You know, Krishna likes it. You see Gaurita dancing. No. Like, you know, Vivekananda or someone, he's like that. Dance for Krishna. Move around. Sing loudly. When you call out to Krishna, don't think Krishna is not listening. He is the first one to listen. And when you come to the temple, from outside I can hear the kirtans roaring. I can hear, why not Krishna? Krishna is sitting in the heart, he can hear. He said, Hare Krishna, he is in the spiritual world, he can hear you. The holy name cuts through the universal and ego, right through. All the way to the spiritual world. Krishna can hear you. So Srila Prabhupada used to say that, you know, act in a way that he will see us. So we have to act in a way through our devotion to be free from offenses. Doesn't matter. You open the Facebook and you see so many offenses. People are saying about ISKCON and us and devotees, this and that, and each other. This is not new. All material world, we are placed in this material world because we have turned away from Krishna. We are rebellious to Krishna. So that's why this heaviness is there. We have to accept that in that attitude, with knowledge, with humility. Then there is going to be much better understanding. The cloud is cleared away through knowledge. That comes by associating with devotees. Hare Krishna. You have any comments, or? I thought maybe you gave me this verse to speak because it's so heavy, because you didn't want to give. But it's nice. Like I said, all the Krishna consciousness spoken by Krishna is direct. That's why it's nice, and there's no hiding. Krishna speaks the truth. That's why it was spoken in the Bhagavatam. It's all truth, absolute truth. So I have to finish here because I have other things to do. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.